Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. I'm so glad to be with you today, and we're in 1 Timothy. We're in chapter 3, and we find ourselves down to verse 14. I hope to come to you soon. This is what Paul says to Timothy, whom he has sent to Ephesus on a ministry of church revitalization. This once epicenter, gospel-centered, gospel-radiating church that was affecting the whole known world now is in need of revitalization. So he sends Timothy, and he gives him this handbook on church revitalization, and he gives it to him to give him direction. And so it addresses true teaching and preaching in chapter 1, evangelism in chapter 2, and then prayer in chapter 2. And then he gets to the fact that the church needs to be well led with elders and deacons in chapter 3. And now he comes to another dynamic that the church is to embrace. A healthy church is a confessional church. They tell the world and each other what they believe. Here's what he says. I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He who is manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Well, here we find that the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, I'm on my way. I may be delayed, but one of the reasons I'm writing this letter is so that you will have a revealed Word of God order of how the church is to function. The church is not only to be a testimony of ardor for Christ, but also order. So here we have what I would call the very first book of church order that gives to us how to exercise church discipline, how the church is to function in government, and how the church is to worship. It is a directory for the church. And it is built out of this legacy of 1 Timothy, which was an early book of church order that was given by the Apostle Paul to Timothy to be used as an ordering instrument as to how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God. What is interesting is that he declares the household of God as a pillar and buttress of the truth. It is built on the foundation of the truth in the Word of God, with Christ Jesus being the cornerstone. But now look, it's not only there built on the Word of God, it is built to uphold the Word of God. It is the pillar and buttress of the truth. And then he gives a marvelous confession. We tell the world and each other what we believe, and he gives at least a segment of an early church confession. It begins with the virgin birth. He was manifested in the flesh. And then it moves to his baptism as he begins his public ministry, vindicated by the Spirit. Then it declares the witness of the angels. And then it declares the mission that Jesus invoked and initiated for the church. And that was the proclamation of Christ and him crucified, the gospel among the nations, proclaimed among the nations. And the Holy Spirit is moving to bring men and women to saving faith, believed on in the world. And he was taken up in glory, and he will come again in like manner. They looked at him taken up in glory. The angel said, he shall come again in like manner. A lot of people say to me, well, Harry, our church has no confession but Christ and no creed but the Bible. Well, that's a confession. It's a short one. It's only two sentences. And by the way, I don't know what you mean by Jesus. There's a lot of cults that would say that. And I don't know what you mean by the Bible. There are a lot of people who claim the Bible, but they've got extra books in there. And there's all kinds of things that they do to it. No, we want to be clear. You don't have to believe all the elements of the confession, only the essentials of the gospel to be saved. But the church ought to know what they believe, why they believe it, and then they ought to continually conform themselves as to how they conduct their lives according to the revealed Word of God. And the church is ordered by the Word, as well as filled with grace and has the ardor of the Word by the power of the Spirit. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.